This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido accuses security forces of threatening his family. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
Guaido says police asked for his wife, who was at home with their baby. At the end of the event, Guaido warned police, quote, "I will hold you responsible for any threat to my baby." The political fight between Guaido and President Nicolas Maduro, sworn in for a disputed second term this month, has drawn in foreign powers on both sides. The United States, which backs Guaido, has warned of serious consequences if Maduro's government harms him. In another major show of support, the European Parliament Thursday voted in favor of recognizing Guaido as Venezuela's de facto head of state and urged the bloc's 28 governments to follow suit.
That is Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. During an Oval Office meeting Thursday with Chinese Vice Premier Li Yohe at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism on reversing the escalating economic confrontation with China, saying if positively it concluded, it would be the biggest deal ever made.
I think the relationship that we have right now with China has never been so advanced. I don't think it's ever been better. But I can tell you for a fact, it's never been so advanced. And certainly a deal has never been so advanced.
And an interpreter read out a letter to Mr. Trump from Chinese President Xi Jinping. It said that relations are at a critically important stage between the two economic superpowers right now. The letter also noted arrangements China had made in the agricultural sector since the last Trump-Xi phone call, which was very crucial for Mr. Trump. This is VOA News.